I don't know. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask. I'm sorry. We're off to a rough start today. I literally hit record and I looked at Sean. And as you know, Sean always starts it off. And there was nothing behind your eyes.
I almost literally just said hi. I'm so hungover right now. I was just camping. And I just literally just got home and Brie was invading my apartment already. So yeah, I'm very tired, very hungover.
Yeah. This episode's going up tomorrow, so we're not going to have video for it. This is the first no video.
And if I hear anything about it.
Just the fact that Sean's sitting up and recording right now is impressive.
And this week's topic is stans. We're talking about stans, stan culture, celebrity stans. That's about it.
Okay, but before we get into it, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, share with friends, go to our Instagram, follow at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. Go to TikTok. Follow those accounts as well. Are you Sean.Lusk on TikTok?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, don't bother following Sean.Lusk on TikTok. But follow me. I'm almost at 500,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Pretty crazy.
You could start like a small...
army?
Yeah.
I have.
Or like a small country. The most insufferable country.
Oh my god, I could.
Yeah
I mean, they've just chosen to follow me on TikTok. I don't know if their willingness to follow me to like a small island.
No, they will join your country.
that's asking
it's
quite
a given,
a bit.
Yeah.
So before we get into today's topic, today's very serious topic, I have some housekeeping notes.
I have some housekeeping notes too. Your microphone isn't even at your mouth. Okay, house capped.
Okay, so first of all, this is our first one back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because I had COVID.
Right.
Finally got my ass.
You did.
I can't even believe I got it. I thought I was immune.
You were fully like touting that you were immune.
I was
and
God's
I think you
favorite.
Pissed it off.
I think so too, because it came for me fucking hard. It bent my ass over.
I feel like all of the variants were probably talking shit about you.
Oh, and then they teamed up.
You got all of them.
I had an orgy with every variant of COVID.
A little orgy, yeah.
It was
little,
wild.
A little variant gangbang.
Honestly, it's been 2 weeks now and I'm still not okay. Like the brain fog is so real.
Oh, that was a good one.
What?
The recording brain fog from yesterday.
What?
Your recording brain fog from yesterday.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Which makes this even more funny.
What are you talking about?
That on Friday, we talked about recording an episode on Saturday. And then we were talking Friday night until like 1 a.m. via text. And then you responded... to something that we were talking about from 1 a.m. at like 12:07.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to be at my apartment at 12. And I was like, this is a really weird thing to respond to now.
When you're
considering
supposed to be at my
you are
house.
Driving to me. And then I thought, this bitch is not driving to me.
And I called no you. Joke, I just forgot again about that.
I know, I just experienced that.
So yeah, I forgot about recording yesterday. So now we have to record today, even though Sean was hungover. So
yeah,
you're really losing. It's lose-lose for you.
I'm always losing, yeah.
You're always losing.
You're always losing.
Having a podcast with me, let's be real.
That's the biggest L there is.
So yeah, it really like rocked my shit. But we're back now. We weren't going to come back until May 30th because I still felt like shit. And then Sean was like, let's do an episode for this week. So we're doing an episode for this week, but we can't get video.
Yeah.
If you do want video for all the episodes, become a patron on Patreon.
That's the one.
There we go. Link is in the bio at I Can Explain Podcast. We have lots of fun stuff going on. And then you also get the video versions of the episodes. Sean is looking at me with disgust.
You're getting very close to me with
because I have my hand in his face because I'm trying to fight.
Yeah.
Okay. So my other housekeeping note that I have besides COVID is, yesterday was my first time out since COVID.
Yes.
Okay. Like here in BC, you only have to stay at home for 5 days.
Which is lies and slander when literally. It comes to how viruses are passed, I'm pretty sure.
It's crazy. But yeah, they've just forgotten anything exists at this point here. But I was not okay for much longer than that and just made the personal choice to not leave my house because regardless of rules, I just felt irresponsible doing so because I was still testing positive and I still felt like shit and had a fever and all that stuff. So anyways, finally yesterday I went out for the first time to an event called Queers and Beers. I want to give it a shout out because it was such like a queer women friendly space. And I know I talk a lot of shit on this podcast, so I want to give
some praise.
Yeah, give some praise where praise is due. Because if you are a queer woman in Vancouver or traveling to, they don't have an Instagram account, but you can search on Facebook Queers and Beers, and it was so much fun. It wasn't just queer women. There were plenty of
there were also beers present.
Yeah, it's amazing. No, there's queer people of all sorts, but I just felt like there was like space for queer women. There was a lot of queer women present. It was really fun. And I actually, like, 10 people came up to me and said they listened to our podcast.
Really?
Which was so sweet. And was really nice. And it was also between the hours of 5 and 9, this event.
So
it was within the time frame of hello.
Those are the talking hours.
Witching
hours.
What's the hour that's the cutoff again? 11 p.m., I think
I think you honestly said 10. You get pretty early on some of those nights.
Yeah, some of those nights, you know what?
You become an absolute awful bitch pretty early.
I get too sweaty too early on. The photos, yeah, I can't handle
especially
it.
Especially where it's like June almost now. So
we almost got to shorten it. 9 p.m.
It was 9. Last call. Is
last
that 9?
No, I'm totally kidding. Anytime if you see me out, please. It doesn't matter if it's 1 in the morning. I can't promise I'm going to be
present.
And I also can't promise it's going to be the best photo we've ever taken, but feel free to come say hi at any point, seriously. But it was really fun because everyone was so sweet and they were so happy you weren't there. They were all like, thank
that.
God.
Yeah.
There were like a few people were like, oh, is Sean here? And I was like, no. They're like, oh, well,
cheers to that.
Cheers to that. We yeah, all celebrated.
I'll buy you a drink.
No, it was really cute and it was really fun. So thanks for saying hey if you're listening. Appreciate it. And if you are in Vancouver or surrounding areas and you're looking for a fun space this summer, I think they're going to host a few more Queers and Beers. What else do I have to talk to you about? This is possibly the most important one of it all. So I was on TikTok and you know when you're scrolling and random lives pop up? We've talked about this before.
Always.
Okay. So I remember seeing an actual TikTok, an actual TikTok, not alive, a while ago of this, where it was someone dumping like an insane amount of cleaning supplies
in
into a toilet. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, that's weird. And all the comments were like, well, how wasteful. Like, you don't need all that to clean your toilet. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I just scrolled on. I didn't really think much of it. I was like, people just do weird shit for views on TikTok. But anyways, then I came across this live, okay? And it was someone in their sink, like, putting tons of cleaning powders in their sink, okay? Like, an insane amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is going on with this?
How
this,
dirty was your fucking sink?
And I was like, this live's got, like, 2,000 viewers. And to a certain extent, it's like, I'm sure a certain portion are like me, where you just stumble across it and you're like, what the fuck's going on here? But I'm like, that's still like a lot of people like tuning in. So then I look at the comments and the comments are one or the other. Either it's people like me, presumably, being like, what is going on here? Can someone explain to me like why this person is doing this? Can someone explain what this live is about?
And the other comments are people like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, people are fucked.
Okay. So, anyways, I was like just watching this and I'm like, there's moderators in the comments, right? And I think the name of the account, I screenshotted it. I'm actually going to give it to people so people can look this up and see what the fuck I'm talking about. But there was moderators.
Snow White is happening outside right now.
Literally, it's Disney Fairyland outside right now.
Shut up. We have a job. Get a job, you bums.
To the birds. Seems like nobody wants to work these days.
Honestly.
So true.
That's so true.
Okay, so I'm in the comments. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. And the moderators, to anyone asking what is going on, the moderators keep just saying the same kind of thing in different words and being like, hold on, I gotta try and find this account. I'm not gonna be able to. I'm gonna post it on. Oh, I found it. Fuck yeah, I found it. Because people gotta know about this. Riveting people content. Really gotta know. Cleaning Wifey. Okay, oh, is the name. Okay. Cleaning Wifey. So all the moderators are in the comments and they're like responding to people asking what it is. You either get it or you don't. Or like the ones who get it. Things like that.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So I'm like, I gotta chime in. So I at one of the moderators mm-hmm. and I say, can you tell I've had a lot of time in the last couple weeks while recovering from COVID?
So I was in this sink cleaning video and I was adding the moderator.
Me fighting the moderators. No, I added the at whatever the moderator's name was, which very interestingly was also like cleaning Sandra or something like that.
I do follow that one.
And and I was like, hey, cleaning Sandra, I know that the ones who get it, but I'm not one of the ones. So can you explain what's going on here? And cleaning Sandra responds,
said, fuck off.
And it's like, who the fuck are you?
Fuck off, bitch. You're like, whoa. Oh my God. Cleaning Sandra.
Jesus Christ. No, she responds a winky face.
No.
And so I was like,
I do like the intrigue though. Hmm. Kind of sexy.
So then I respond, is it with the little chili pepper emoji? And she responds, yes, it's chili pepper. It is a fetish.
No.
It's a fetish. It's a fetish. And I was like, shut the fuck up. So then I go to cleaning wifey. So I respond, first of all, I didn't want to leave her hanging after she gave me the answer. Yeah. So I said, cleaning Sandra.
Good
I said,
work.
I did. I said, good for y'all. Keep those sinks clean.
Yeah.
With a little thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you gotta do for the bag. But and I started thinking, gee, this is the best fucking said, porn how, I've ever
how
seen.
How dirty is my sink?
Like, I'm starting to think I got to get some cleaning supplies because these people are getting money left, right, and center. And they're it's just them pouring cleaning supplies.
So they're not actually in it. It's just...
their hands, like, moving the cleaning supplies around. But you can't see their face or anything. So then I'm like, I've got to investigate a little deeper.
Yeah.
So then I go to Cleaning Wifey's page. And I go to see who she's following and who comments on her TikToks and everything else. And there are thousands of accounts of people that are just like... Cleaning Brenda, Brenda cleans, wifey cleaning. And it's like it's a whole thing and they're all commenting on each other's stuff.
Right.
And it's all like, wow, this looks nice, wink face and stuff like that. And there's an entire subculture of these
cleaning wifeys,
women who are cleaning, but it's always like a weird amount of cleaning products.
No, it's like the toilet bowl is full in the ones that I've seen. I don't like that.
And okay, I want to hear why we're kink shaming the cleaning wifeys.
Okay, I just think
this is a safe space.
I just think it's so wasteful. And also like do we really need to be pumping that into like our oceans? Like our fish already have like 9 eyes.
No, I agree.
You know,
I agree. I Yeah.
And do these people need this content? The ones that are horned up for this?
They
I'm
do.
Saying no.
They do.
I'm saying no.
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 You're cutting this off. Yeah. You're going to cleaning wifeys and you're commenting no.
I'm going to say the ones who get it. And I said, no, they don't.
I don't get it.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't get it. So anyways, I then Googled like cleaning supplies fetish. Like I was trying to find what the fetish is called.
Yeah.
Okay. And I swear to God, if I ever die, clear my search history.
I'll do that. You can actually, I was just reading about this. You can have that written into your will that you have somebody do that.
They can go into all your devices and just clear
everything. Yeah. And, or you can like nominate like a friend
to do
to,
it.
Like clear it. Yeah.
I got to do that.
You should do that.
Because there's nothing that I personally think is bad. Like here I am publicly talking about what I search on the podcast. So it's like not like, but like, I also like. I'm aware that other people don't find it normal to do a deep dive on cleaning product fetishes. Yeah. Like to spend your Friday evening trying to get to the bottom of it is maybe not like a activity that many people love.
And your mom was like using your computer or something.
Yeah.
Just after your death, and she typed into the search bar, and it came up like cleaning supply fetish.
It might just tip her right over the edge.
Fucking freak.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It just might be a little much. Yeah. They're in mourning. They're in, you don't need to see the cleaning supplies. Yeah. Hard week. Couldn't you have waited till next week for the cleaning supply fetish? It can only take so much at a time. You died this week. We'll deal with the toilet bowls next week.
Next week.
So anyways, I was searching. I couldn't find anything. The closest thing I could find is what people were calling powder play, which is like a large amount of powder. Like, it could be flour, but a lot of these cleaning products, like the Clorox, is powder. Right. And then they run their hands through it. And
I feel like it must be something almost like ASMR-y too.
Yeah, there's probably something connected to that.
The sound of it.
And then I think that, like, the way that they like toss the like liquid stuff in the toilet.
That's horny too.
Could be kind of horny.
Yeah.
So anyways, I've finally found what I'm into.
I was going to say, I think that's where we're ending up here. You're like, so I did, I finished.
So here's the thing. I think a PSA, because I've done a few of these deep dives in my time on TikTok, and it always comes back to fetish.
Yeah.
So I think if you see a live, or if you see an account, or if you see something that you're like, why does this person have so many followers? Like, what is going on here? Like,
just know someone's jerking.
It's a fetish.
Yeah.
Like, I almost every time.
I don't think we should kink shame people, but what if some of our kinks were less like wasteful? Like, what if I came to you and was like,
waste free,
my fetish is just making a like 30 foot tall tower of tires and just burning it for like 6 days straight?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, maybe don't do that?
Yeah, control yourself.
Yeah. Or like, what if my fetish is just like littering? Wouldn't you be like,
that's where we draw the line, the environment.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I agree. I do think it's extraordinarily wasteful. I also have, I said to Julia, I said, how much money are they making that they can also purchase all these products? Cleaning products are expensive.
They must be making a lot.
So like, cleaning they must Sandra. Be making a lot of money. And a lot of the videos are like, by request. So clearly people like probably send the money. They're like, I want blue Clorox in a toilet and then pink whatever over top of it. Because they do all these like combos.
I like the people making cups. That's one that I
like.
Oh,
the cup spinning. Yeah. What is it? Mrs. Dutchie.
Oh, I love her.
Love her.
Love her.
She's like made probably $1 million off of fucking cups.
As
at this
she
point.
Should.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I love that for her. Do you think you might start slinging cups on
I
TikTok?
Honestly feel like I could do pretty well at it.
Sean.lust, people.
Sean's cups.
Sean's cups. Coming to you soon.
I have a note of housekeeping, and it has nothing to do with anything. I guess that's why it's housekeeping. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have things that make you just like incredibly violently angry? Out of like for no reason, like something very irrational.
Yeah.
Do you know what mine is that I realized the other day?
Well,
I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but it literally hits something within me.
Yeah.
That like it's like a homicidal rage. Like I just can't contain it.
Yeah.
When people lick their fingers to flip pages. Brie, I'm not kidding you. It literally hits like some special spot in the back of my brain.
Isn't that weird when that happens?
Fucking enrages me. Why are you doing it? It's literally a page. Yeah. You can turn it without your finger being wet. Like it's literally paper. And then to watch it happen is just like so gross. Yeah. And I'm like, we've made it like fucking 9 years in this panorama and you are like, maybe I shouldn't lick my fingers. Like it's so wild to me. And who taught them that? Where did you get that from?
Maybe I shouldn't lick my fingers.
Like who taught you that? Where did you pick that up? I need to know.
I think it must be like they watch a movie or something where someone's doing it and they think it looks
cancel
cool.
All those movies.
Honestly.
It's literally firing me up again.
Yeah, no, I know. You seem very, very enraged. Here's the thing. I don't share that particular rage, but I share that experience and understanding of, like you said, you described it perfectly, when there's like, it hits like a moment in your brain. Like there's like something that like triggers you.
Yeah, no.
And it's like can be the simplest little thing. And you're like, I don't even know why I hate this so much, but like I'm enraged about it.
It gets
me. What was that one I sent to the group chat the other day? And our friend Dana was like, oh, I would do that. And I was like, that would actually like infuriate me.
I don't know.
Okay. So I have another one before we move on. About fetishes. So while I was on my deep dive, I watched a Vice video on like different fetishes.
Yeah.
And apparently there's people that like to think about, there's enough people that there's actually a dildo made for it. That,
oh, is it the alien one?
The egg one.
The egg one. Yeah. Well, that's old news. People be getting egged for a long time. Come on, Brie.
Okay, well, for those of you that aren't as up on alien egging.
People have been getting the eggies for like a good while.
Oh my God. people like the idea of aliens depositing eggs into them.
I hate that you use the word deposit.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it fucking is. And so the I swear we just have to go to my group chat that's called Dana that's Can called After Turkey because she always says she can't hang out because she's got family dinner. Okay, so basically for those of you who don't know, there's this thing that people like where they imagine eggs going into them, and you can buy a dildo that you put like little like jelly dissolvable and they, like, eggs out. And they squeeze out the end into you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's so specific. Like, I'm just so curious what the psychology is behind that.
Trauma, probably.
But like eggs? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. At least it's not wasteful. Keep getting egged, guys.
Okay, we live for eggs.
Yeah.
We live for the eggs. Okay, well, anyways, I'm glad you got that out, the page licking.
Yeah.
I can't think of mine, but there was one the other day that I literally, I can relate to what you were saying because I said in the group chat that I can't stand when people do blank. And Dana said, that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah,
and
even her
excuse me, my phone's ringing. It's my girlfriend. Even her suggesting to me that she would do it enraged me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I understand this is like through the phone, so you can't fully process that this is actually like enraging me, the idea of anyone doing this, and it's irrational. But like, you even joking that you might
is enraging me. I'm
furious.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
So we're halfway through the podcast.
I just don't understand. It really blows my mind. Mm-hmm. The page licking. It really honestly does. I can't get away from
it. What if like pages get stuck together? Like, okay.
You can literally just go, like you can literally move the page against itself with your two fingers.
Okay. Why do we
have to be like fucking Spider-Man to like flip these pages?
How do you feel about when people do that to get bags open?
It's just as bad, if not worse, because you do that.
I do that.
Why?
I do it with almost every time I use a garbage bag.
The only reason I think it could be worse is because the like thought of like a wet, slippery finger just like sticking to a plastic.
You know where I do that every time?
The grocery store
to get the, you know, when there's like the veggie bags and you rip one off.
Enjoy having like super HPV because like I can tell you those things are disgusting.
Enjoy.
just foul. Absolutely foul. They do not clean those.
Is there a time you're licking your fingers ever?
No. Maybe what if I'm eating like food? Doritos.
Yeah.
And so even then, I still don't like that.
Mm.
You literally, you're like, I could really lick really my
go
fingers.
For
it. Right
yeah,
now.
I really, I can go for a lick of the fingers pretty much at any point.
Okay. So stan culture. We were talking to Lauren, my roommate, about first it started with Larry, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So Brie has been on Larry Talk very recently, and
Harry Styles and Larry Thompson. Is his name Tomlinson or Thompson?
I think it's Tomlinson.
Tomlinson, whatever, you know. Yeah. The two of the
Louis Tom Tom.
Louis Tom Tom and And Harry Sty.
He is a sty right now.
Poor guy.
We were talking about Larry, and then we were talking about Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
And how...
What is happening in your neighborhood today?
It sounds like we're in McDonald's.
It's like a bomb shelter alert. You McDonald's me bomb shelter alert.
Oh my
There's
god.
A siren going on outside of shelter.
We were talking about Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift fans and how my roommate, I actually found out that she comments even on these TikToks.
Lauren goes hard for the Swifties.
I think she's deeper than she's letting on.
She tried to tell us that she doesn't have a fan account, but she does.
She also tries to tell me that she doesn't want to fuck Taylor Swift. And I
think
that's
so absurd. Oh my God, a liar, 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 liar.
You're literally head of Taylor Swift QAnon and you don't want to fuck Taylor Swift. I would fuck Taylor Swift.
Who wouldn't, really?
Exactly.
Is there anyone out there who like really wouldn't?
I just think she needs to face her demons and admit that she wants to fuck Taylor Swift.
I think she needs to admit that she has like 17 burner accounts that are dedicated to Swiftie fandom.
That's the thing. I would not be shocked if I was just scrolling through Instagram and one of the accounts like suggested to me was a QAnon Taylor Swift fan theory page run by Lauren, and it had like 6 million followers, and she had just had it going for like 9 years
because Lauren's like serious in it. Like, that's the thing, there's different levels of fandom, right? And recently the Larry talk that I've been on is very like extreme. Like I was saying to Sean, it's so crazy because I don't know how these people, like, they should work for the fucking CIA. How
they're
these
like
people
FBI
get
agents.
This information is insane. Like they're comparing,
it's like anonymous level.
Oh, it's crazy. And I'm like, these people are like teenagers and they're like comparing flight records and they have timestamps on when paparazzi photos were taken and what paparazzi took them, and they know all these paparazzis by name and what companies they work for and like how they get to certain spots and what hotels they're staying in. And anyways, it's like right now they're, I was saying to Sean, they call Olivia Wilde Octopus.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think one of them probably just started calling her that. And then it kind of like trickles through, right? Yeah. And then everyone thinks the new song, Love of My Life, even though he said in an interview that it was about England, everyone thinks it's really about Louis.
Well,
and so everyone's
Louis's
like,
from.
Break England.
England.
So obviously.
So it's pretty, that one.
Harry made it a little too obvious on that one.
I was learning, Brie was telling me about this whole Jamaica story and conspiracy. I think I believe it.
Yeah. So apparently like their place, their happy place is Jamaica, and they always like wear nods to it. Like there's all these fan edits of Harry like with a Jamaican flag or wearing a shirt that's alluding to Jamaica or like drawing a like Jamaican flag on his shoe and all these different things. You know what's weird though? It's always about Harry liking Louis. Like I haven't seen a lot of content like confirming Louis's interest in Harry.
Right. Well, maybe it's a one-sided thing.
Unrequited love.
Yeah.
No, I think Larry's real.
No, they're in love.
They're in love. They're together.
And you think 5 years?
Yeah, I think for most of the leads of the Larry fandom, they're suggesting that there's probably a 5-year timeline on when they publicly come out.
Okay.
Or just to say, not even necessarily like make a public announcement, but just like are good with their careers and like find like a villa somewhere in Jamaica.
Somewhere. I think we know where it's going to be.
And just live the rest of their lives together.
Good for them.
And I can't wait for that day for Larry to come.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And then Louis picks up his baby and it's literally just a big like gummy bear. It's just been a lot.
Yeah, everyone thinks this baby is fake.
It's like one of those like silicone babies.
You know what's really weird? Like, okay, let's say that it's real.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's real.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be weird just knowing all these people like know and are like, because at a certain point, like you would see it. Like if you were Harry Styles, you would see the fandom like alluding to anytime you say something about Jamaica, it's about Louis. So then if he didn't want people to know, wouldn't you just not say anything about Jamaica anymore? But I think their perspective is like, oh, he's giving us clues.
Yeah.
But then the other part of it is, and the flip side, which actually before we started recording, we were talking to Lauren, Swiftie fandom leader, about it, is that there's a lot of discourse within fandoms about, obviously, one side of the argument is these are public figures, they're celebrities, they've chosen this life. So, you know, public discourse about them and who they are and like who they might be dating is kind of just like par for the course.
Yeah.
But then the other half of it is, especially I think when it comes to LGBTQ plus relationships, if they are choosing not to share relationships or part of themselves or their queerness, in a way is making all these edits and creating all this fandom about these relationships, kind of almost like pushing them out of the closet.
Mm.
And I've seen both of those arguments. And
with the Taylor Swift one too.
And the Karlie Kloss Taylor Swift one, which Lauren is...
She's fucked way more than just Karlie Kloss.
Who else has she fucked?
Diana Agron.
Oh, right. I forgot about that
there's
one.
There's so many.
Well, all you got to do is ask Lauren to give you a PowerPoint presentation because she
did that.
Yeah, she has one prepared. Maybe we can get her to present it for the patrons.
That on stories.
Because it, Lauren, Lauren's
maybe
deep.
We should every month have just like a new QAnon Taylor Swift update from Lauren. She tells us the goings on.
Oh yeah, like a just like 5 minute like update. What's going on?
We cut to our like field reporter.
Well, the Taylor Swift one and Karlie Kloss one is apparently like baking cookies was their thing,
right?
And but there's all these other clues. What was the one Lauren was just saying?
New York. No, New York is Karlie Kloss.
Karlie Kloss, yeah. So I don't know. And yeah, anytime Taylor Swift wanted to like bake cookies with people, it was like that was her like interest at the time. I don't know. There's all this stuff. Well, what do you think about that? Because like with the two sides of the arguments, like should you just give people these their privacy? And if they don't want to come out yet and talk about their relationship, then like we probably shouldn't be talking about it. Or is it like, okay, you're a public figure and it is what it is?
I think that people should probably like give it some more space than they do.
Right.
But I also think that that kind of just applies to the entirety of the whole like stan culture thing. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, why are we looking up like their flight records? Why are, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, imagine how much these people could get accomplished if they had a job. You know? Like...
Seems like nobody wants to work these days.
Seems like nobody wants to work these days.
Okay, I get that, but I also, Lauren made a good point, and she said, people really only bring up that perspective when it has to do with LGBTQ plus relationships.
True.
Whereas when someone's talking about, you know, Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner, it's like for a free-for-all. But then as soon as they're talking about Harry and Louis, it's like, oh, this is inappropriate. And it's like, oh, well, why? Neither are publicly spoken about.
I think there's just naturally more weight to the fact.
But Harry's out as being not straight.
Louis's not.
But maybe that's why they talk mostly about Harry's interest in Louis and not Louis's interest in Harry.
Oh, they're good people. That's why.
I just snorted. I don't know. I go back and forth because I'm like, going back to what I said earlier, they have access to all these forums too. So if you're Harry Styles and you really hate that everyone's talking about how you and Louis make love in Jamaica.
Stop wearing
Jamaica stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like they have to know.
But like
about
you said,
it.
There's the other side of it that how much of it is them just trolling people
100%.
And using it for promotion and things like that.
So then they must not care is my argument. Because it's like they just know that people are going to make up all these things. So then
or
if they're
it,
utilizing
it's true.
It.
So they don't care because they're like,
it's
they,
true.
They
and
caught on.
It's kind of fun that they know even though I can't publicly say anything.
Yeah.
So either way, they're either using it as a marketing ploy or they don't seem to mind because they keep leaving the like clues.
Breadcrumbs.
Because the thing is at that point, right, you can see like maybe like a C-list celebrity or D-list celebrity that all of a sudden gets thrown into some like online discussion or discourse. You could see that being frustrating and overwhelming for them and like them not knowing how to navigate it and everything else. But when you get to that level of celebrity, you know that everything you say and do, every lyric in your song, every caption on Instagram
is being tracked,
is being picked apart by these fandoms. And you also know what the like hot buttons are, you know, like Taylor Swift knows.
Oh yeah.
What those things are. But she, I think, is
one of the only people that has said that she actually does that.
Yeah, that she purposely leaves Easter eggs. So that
kind of makes sense to me because she has told people
that she does publicly
that she does that. But I'm like, there's some people that they have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Like, you know, like
I just want you to go comment on some of these fan videos and say, you know, you don't know any fucking idea what they're talking about.
Actually, though,
what sentence did I just say? It made no sense what it did
like,
to me.
I was like, imagine somebody picking that shit apart for like Rihanna.
Yeah.
And she would like her responding like, no, I put seven spaces in the word because it has like
that's what
nine
it is.
Letters.
Yeah. Like, like that made no sense. But yeah, there'd be eight spaces between nine letters. But yeah, I know.
I was
thinking
about like the outside one. Anyways.
But yeah, with these albums and stuff, like people like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift, these huge fandoms that like notoriously look for Easter eggs, they know what's going to be like what the trigger words are, if you will, what the topics are, like what symbols they're looking for.
Yeah.
So it's like, in a way, if they are still there, they're using it as a marketing ploy. So,
well, Taylor Swift's is definitely a marketing ploy, but I do, there's nothing that makes me happier.
Why is there like bite marks on my mic?
Because you literally bite it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, you little nasty.
I've
You're
never
such a little
bit.
Weirdo. There's nothing that makes me happier. And I love Taylor Swift. And honestly, I do believe some of the QAnon shit. Mm-hmm. But when Swifties get it wrong, like this whole double 13 day.
Oh, traumatizing for them.
They got their fucking ass handed to them on a platter.
So embarrassing.
It was, that was a huge blow to the Swifties. They thought they were getting two albums.
You just laughed me so hard. Lauren's crying
literally,
in her bedroom right
like,
now.
That one is so funny to me because it's like, not only did they think it was just like a regular drop, like people literally thought they were getting two albums on a day and they got nothing but a merch release. And it was literally like summer merch. It had nothing to do with anything. It's
Can you imagine Taylor Swift so funny. Sitting at home seeing all this going down and just like
she
being
chose
like, this is so
that
funny.
Day. Yeah.
She did have two albums ready, but she decided to pull it just to gaslight She's them. Like, to fuck
bitches.
With them.
Stop tracking my flights.
No, it's crazy though, because that's the thing, they ride hard for these theories. Yeah. So then when one gets like obviously debunked, it's like,
it's funny though, because then there's also like a little bit of like aftershock silence as well.
Yeah, because they just like don't really know how
they were so rattled that they're like account's gone for a bit.
They don't know how to pick up the pieces afterwards. It literally is weirdly mirroring like Armageddon people that like think like today is gonna be doomsday, and then they stand out and they like wait for Christ and like he's coming today, and then when he doesn't, it's like they all
like
awkwardly
go
just go
day.
Home. Like, well, I guess we were wrong.
See you at the shop, Jim.
Like, so funny. Yeah. Okay, so then that's like A-list celebrities, but then there's this like whole other. Okay, something that I think is kind of new to the internet is the reachability to celebrities from regular people with the virality of TikTok. Because hear me out, the big like top dogs of YouTube or whatever that were like getting tons of views and stuff like that knew they were getting that many views, and in turn kind of like wanted to be like within the mainstream media space. So like, you're not catching Emma Chamberlain talking about any A-list celebrities. You're not going to have them like giving actual opinions, like basically if they're talking about them, it's to kiss ass.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're like, you know, I get millions of views. I know this is going to show up in Us magazine. If I say something, it's going to be on online vlogs, and there's a good chance that the celebrity themselves, or at least their team,
is going to see it. Yeah.
But with TikTok, it's such an interesting space where someone with literally zero followers could have a video hit 9 million views, that all of a sudden there's these people that have very like niche experiences with celebrities, whether it be like I served them at this restaurant, yeah, or they knew, they made out with them in high school, or like whatever it may be, making a video, not probably because they're not a creator, they don't have a certain following, not knowing the like potential impact of the internet, and thinking, oh, they'll never see or hear about this, and then all of a sudden it goes crazy and it's like this big shitstorm.
Are you hinting at the fact that Cara Delevingne is going to see your video? Is that okay, what we're getting to?
So I think that that's fascinating, uh-huh, right? Me, I mean, I can't give myself the same out because I, that was such a Canadian out to me. Out. Can't give myself the same out. How do you say it normally? Out.
Out.
Out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're on edge today. Yeah. You are on edge.
Of course I'm on edge. I was thinking of people licking their fingers.
Anyways, I made a video that was, my intention was for it to be funny.
Yeah.
But I also do think that Kara's recent behavior was like fucked up.
Yep.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go fucking look it up. It's like, it's, she was just being a train wreck and also like doing like kind of like weird, like, she's kind of like toxic masculinity vibes in some of these settings, yeah, where it's like if a man was doing this behavior, it would be seen jail as like really gross and like whatever. But because it's like, oh, she's a girl who, I think she identifies as pan, so in a lot of cases, a girl who likes girls, like it's kind of passed on. But like, it's not okay behavior. And in a lot of the clips, like the women, in particular black women, look extraordinarily uncomfortable with the way that she's like behaving around them.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was watching all these videos and the only way I can describe it is like, I was so cringed out watching these clips.
Yeah.
For many reasons. One, I was like, I felt really bad for whoever she was around because it was like, I could feel their discomfort. Then I also, like, another layer of the cringe was, like, oh, my God. Like, she is having the worst anxiety of all time because she's clearly, like, yeah, actually, I can't say clearly. Allegedly, she's on a lot of shit.
Yeah. And when the amphetamines cleared the next morning.
Yeah. Allegedly. And
when she allegedly stopped doing crack the next day. Yeah.
And she's seeing how she was acting, like, oh my God, I can't even imagine the anxiety of it all.
I don't know. I don't know enough about her, but from what I've seen, I don't even know if she...
If she would. She would, just thinks... Yeah. I think also when you're like a nepotism baby, you almost have this like... This energy of like, I'm untouchable, so I can act however I want. Because like, they've never had to like act a certain way in spaces, totally, to get ahead because a lot of the opportunities have been given to them. And it's not to say people that aren't given opportunities can't be good at those opportunities they're given. But I think when, like, regardless of how you act or like how hard you work, you get things handed to you.
Yep.
Like, there's going to be this air of like, yeah, I'm untouchable. It is what it is. Like, I can act like a fool. Like, I'm still going to be... yeah, I think she's worth like $50 million. Yeah. Like, I'm still gonna have all these opportunities. I'm still gonna get cast in movies. Like, fuck yourself.
Doesn't it bother you that we still don't have a ton of queer representation?
Yeah.
Doesn't it bother you when shit like this women, happens, yeah, when like queer people act out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are representing us.
Totally.
Bitch.
And unfortunately, like, that's like a, it's, it sucks in a lot of ways, but at the same time, by being a queer public figure, like, undeniably, you are representing a community. So, yeah, like, I know that's a lot to hold on your shoulders, but, like, at the same time, I think especially when you're someone who is born into wealth and kind of given a platform, it's, like, the least you could do is try and,
Megan,
like...
Thee Stallion.
Yeah, literally. But, yeah, so anyways, I made a TikTok that, it was... Okay, the audio clip is, and the people that know it's jokes, right? Or people that follow me regularly know it's jokes.
Right.
The audio clip is like, oh, do you think gay people should have rights? And the person responding goes, you're going to have to get back to me on that.
Yeah.
So I voiceovered that, what was it called? Lip synced? Fuck. I'm on TikTok every day. I don't know
what it's
called.
Are you hungover?
I lip synced to that. I have brain fog. I can't even put sentences together. I lip synced that audio and on the screen put me after watching the Cara Delevingne videos.
Yeah.
And the video got a lot of views. I think it's like 600,000 or something like that now. And there was this moment that hit me and I'm like,
Cara Delevingne's gonna punch me in the face.
Could have seen that.
Yeah.
Because if you search Cara Delevingne on TikTok now, my video is one of the first videos. So also, if you're a nepotism baby,
she's definitely searching herself up.
She's looking it up to see what the people are saying, especially after like a stunt like that.
After the alleged incident, she probably had the anxiety and was like, you know what?
Let's see what people are saying. And then there's
me. I'm getting sewered by this lesbian bitch.
So it's kind of weird in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, if you get punched in the face by Cara Delevingne at any point, I would like to see a video of it.
I mean, that would be iconic. I would just kind of like that to happen just for the storyline itself.
I do think she has earned some sort of temporary right removal.
Yeah, just for
maybe at least a 2 week stint of zero rights. 2 week
no rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I think so.
Yeah. Ew, I just thought about, we can't say it on here, but I just thought about what you told me before about how gay people don't deserve rights.
Yeah.
See, there's certain times.
There's certain times.
We just got to pull the rights.
We just got to pull them.
Roll them back for a bit. We're totally joking. Okay. Anyways, thank you for bearing with my brain fog and Sean's
cuteness.
Hangover. We wanted to get you an episode sooner rather than later instead of you waiting another 2 weeks. So, yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
You're welcome for whatever that was.
Slinging quality content like usual.
I want you to start slinging cups.
Okay.
If you're a Patreon, I want to hear in the Discord what your favorite fandom coupling is.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your OTP?
Mm-hmm.
And follow us on Instagram at Explain Podcast, personally at Sean Delusk, at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the Gatorhead. I'm going to bed.